Well, today we're visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2016 from AHSTW High School here in Avoca. We're going to visit with three of the top students, and we're going to start with...
Nathan Herbst.
Nathan, tell us about your family.
I am the son of Dean and Chris Herbst of Persia, Iowa, and I have a brother named Josh Herbst here in Avoca and a sister named Kelsey Herbst here in Avoca also.
Very good. Well, let's talk about your classwork. What classes did you really enjoy here in high school?
Math and science were probably my two favorite classes, and I also really enjoyed building stuff in shop and industrial arts.
That's kind of a broad range there. Why do you have such a broad range of interests?
I just like a lot of things, I guess. I don't know. I just kind of like to dip my feet in a lot of things.
Just like to try lots of things. Very good. What about teachers? Any teachers that you're going to look back on years from now when you have class reunions that you were particularly fond of, maybe help push you in the right direction?
My football coach and world history teacher, Davis Patti, was a particular favorite, probably because he was one of my coaches. But I'm hoping to keep in touch with him a lot.
Why does he stick out? I mean, what was special about him that made him really somebody that you looked up to?
He was just really easy to get along with, and I spent a whole bunch of time with him between sports and class and practices and everything.
Okay, you just couldn't avoid him.
No, I couldn't.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk extracurricular. You kind of touched on some of that already, but what all you been involved in?
Football. I was in football for 4 years, wrestling for 1 year, track for 2 years, and golf for 2 years. I vary between track and golf due to injuries I suffered during football, and because of those injuries, I wasn't able to do wrestling all 4 years also.
Sure. So did you set out to try a lot of things? It sounds like you really had your mind set up that you wanted to do just about everything you could.
Yeah, especially in high school, I guess you can only play certain sports such as football. Mm-hmm. You're only guaranteed it your first 4 years of high school, you're only 4 years of high school, and so that's why I tried as many things as I could.
Sure. What about memories? Are you going to have any accomplishments in particular that you're going to think back on fondly that are going to come to your mind first when you think back on these things years from now?
My sophomore year, we had a successful football year and we went to the Dome. That was a great memory. And just overall, just shenanigans with my friends, I guess. I don't know.
Do you enjoy team accomplishments as a group, maybe more so than individual accomplishments?
I'd say team are more desirable for me because it's kind of like just a well-oiled engine. Like when everything gets going and you just have a chemistry with people on your team on the field, it's pretty nice to watch.
Sure. When you get in those team situations, the group situations, do you tend to want to be a leader?
Yeah, I kind of like taking charge a little bit, and I think people look to me to take charge, so that was kind of beneficial.
Okay, very good. What's your future look like? Where are you going to be this fall?
I'm going to attend Northwest Missouri State University in Maryville, Missouri, and major in financial management.
Okay. Why did you choose Northwest Missouri?
I took a visit there going into my sophomore year for a football camp, mm-hmm. and then I also visited this last November, and I just really liked the campus and the size of the school.
Okay. And obviously they called a lot, too. Let's talk a little bit about your future, and you are going to down the road be where? Do you have any idea, say, years from now, where you see yourself after college? Do you want to stay in a rural area like this? Do you want to be somewhere else? Do you have some thoughts?
I don't really have a preference. I just kind of just going to go wherever I take myself, and I think it'd be kind of cool to live in another place for a while, but then eventually come back.
Good. Give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know now that you've been through high school? You shared some of that wisdom with these students as they get ready to start their trek through high school.
I would tell eighth graders to just keep an open door and make as many friends as possible because it doesn't ever hurt to know people and have people there for you.
All right, very good. Nathan, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. And we're going to move over now to?
Jaina Olson.
Okay. Jaina, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Jay and Tammy Olson and Tanya Olson. I have 4 siblings, Jake, Trey, Nick, and Ashley.
Okay. Which one's your favorite?
I like them all.
Oh, good answer. All right. Hey, let's talk classwork. What classes did you enjoy?
I enjoyed math and accounting.
Okay. What, math and accounting. Okay. Have you always been a number cruncher?
Definitely. My whole life.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. What about teachers? Any teachers that you're going to remember from years from now?
We had a lot of good teachers here at Avoca. Mr. Ross and Mrs. Pearson were English teachers, definitely my favorites.
Okay. Why them? What makes them special?
Mr. Ross taught me basically everything I know about English, and they were always fun and caring teachers.
So you liked math and accounting, but you picked an English teacher.
Yeah, I can't even.
Yeah, may not have enjoyed the curriculum all that bad, but the teacher was a blast, right?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Okay. What about extracurricular activities? What else have you been doing?
I am now involved in softball and soccer for the last 4 or 5 years. I started high school doing 6 sports, but now down to 2.
Oh, my. Did you want to do that? Is that something you intended to do, was try as much as you could?
Yes, I loved all of them, but it kind of burned me out, so.
Okay. Do you have a favorite?
Softball is definitely my favorite.
Okay. Now, I asked Nathan about being involved in a team or group situation. Do you prefer that over individual accomplishments?
Yeah, I think it's a lot more fun when you have others with you to enjoy it.
Okay. Very good. Well, what about accomplishments for you? What things that you've accomplished here in high school will you be thinking back about years from now?
My freshman year, I made it to state track in the sprint medley with a couple other friends. And I'm not sure what place we got, but it was a great experience.
Yeah, very good. Well, what's next for you this fall?
I will be attending Wayne State College and majoring in accounting.
Okay. Why Wayne State?
It's a great school.
Did you go on a lot of college visits?
Yeah, I went on a couple, but I think Wayne stood out a lot to me.
Okay. Do you like the proximity to home?
It's about 2 hours, close enough to come home, far enough to stay away.
Okay, gotcha. Understood. What about and you said accounting. Is that something you always set your sights on?
Actually, no. I didn't start liking accounting till this last year. Mm-hmm. I've been self-teaching myself at home, so.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, what do you see yourself down the road after college? Do you have any thoughts? Have you thought much about your future?
I have no idea where I will end up. I think I will go off somewhere for a little while, but more than likely will end up here.
Okay. Well, give those 8th graders some advice as they get ready to start high school. What do they need to know?
They should always keep their studies very important in their life. Your GPA should stay high so you can get into a good school and get a good education.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. And who's next?
Caitlin Pigsley.
Okay. Caitlin, tell us about your family.
I'm the daughter of Scott and Nancy Pigsley, and I have an older brother, Nathan Pigsley.
Okay, very good. And let's talk a little bit about, let's talk teachers first. What teachers did you have that you really enjoyed?
I'm probably the same with Jaina. I really enjoyed having Mrs. Pearson around. I had her for study hall and for English, and she was just laid back and got along with us really well, so it was fun.
Okay. Do you find the teachers relate pretty well here in Avoca?
Yeah, a lot of the teachers, well, a lot of them are younger, so it's kind of easy to relate there, but they definitely like to have good relationships with their students.
Okay, very good. What about classes? What classes did you enjoy?
I enjoyed English and math. I really think I enjoyed English so much because we had so great teachers that we were able to learn it very well and master it.
Okay. Does it come pretty easy to you, or do you have to study real hard?
I think English comes pretty easy to me now, thanks to the teachers.
What about extracurricular activities? What else has kept you busy?
Well, I've been in softball for 5 years. I've been on the student council for 4 years. I'm in National Honor Society. I've been on a 4-H club for 10 years, a county youth council for 3 years, and I also do a lot of volunteering.
Well, thank you for fitting me in today. It sounds like you're pretty busy.
Yeah, I like to keep myself busy on my toes, help other people.
Do you find that you're pretty efficient? Are you pretty well organized?
Yeah, I like to keep myself organized. I don't like to get behind. I try to get things done as soon as possible, and then it benefits everybody.
Okay. What about your future? What about college this fall?
I'll be attending Iowa Western. I actually was fortunate enough to take 11 college classes this year, so I'll only need to take 1 year at Iowa Western, and then I'll transfer to Buena Vista to get a bachelor's in human services.
Okay, you have it all figured out already. Let's talk about your future then. Have you thought much about after college, where you might be, what you might be doing?
I hope to actually live in the country. I'm kind of I like to ride four-wheelers. I like to kind of be laid back, but I also like to do a lot of volunteering, so I hope to be continuing to do that.
Okay. You were one of the tops of the class, the top of the class of 2016. Was that a goal that you had set before you started school?
It definitely wasn't a goal when I started, like, freshman year or anything, but as I realized how important school was, it definitely became one of my goals. And this last year, I think I've really worked hard, and it was actually a huge accomplishment to me that I did end up getting the top of the class.
Very good. Well, good for you. Well, let's give those 8th graders some advice. What should they know?
I definitely think that you should definitely respect everybody and just take your classes seriously. Like Jaina said, it's going to pay off in the long run. So definitely take them seriously and take as many college classes as you can. It's definitely going to end up being cheaper. So just have lots of fun.
Have a plan.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Well, Caitlin, thank you so much. Good luck to you down the road. I want to thank Caitlin Pigsley and Nathan Herbst and Jaina Olson. They're some of the tops of the class of 2016 at AHSTW.